Hey everyone, hope, prayer, and trust all is well. We do want to let you know that in the month of April, we are going to be talking about the family, and we've discussed this last month, and so every lesson that you hear on Wednesday, on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, will be pertaining to the family. And on Sunday evenings, it's going to be something a little different. It's going to be more of like a conversation type. I'm going to have two brothers who are going to give a short little lesson, but also make room for question and answers conversation. So this Sunday night, we'll have Brother Ryan Smithy and also Brother Tobias. And they're going to be talking about motivating young couples to be spiritual and where to begin studying as newlyweds. And so kind of switch it up a little bit and kind of make it interesting that we can study about the family. On Sunday morning, it's going to be talking about focusing on the family and how important that is. And so tonight, I want us to talk about taking the lead as men. Turn your Bibles to Joshua 24. And the more I was thinking about this, I was considering being a grandfather and a father and a husband and different roles that are played and presented per se, and how the Bible talks about a grandfather and how he lays up an inheritance for his children, and how children's children are a crown of the old man, the gray-headed man, like Royce, you know, and so y'all smile, it's okay. But it's something about the role of a man. And our nation has really taken the man out of the home and taken the man out of the man, the masculinity out of the man. And you have other countries like China who are teaching their young boys how to be men. And in America, we're taking the masculinity out of the man. Hopefully in the church, that's not the case. And so when we consider the man and his role in leading, many say, well, you know, I don't have any children, so I don't have a family. Well, if you have a wife, you have a family, you have a husband, you have a family, you're going to be beginning to add to that family. And so it's so important to understand some of these things as relates to the man. In Joshua 24, verses 14 through 18, I want us to read this, not going to spend all the time saying what I have on paper, but you will hear some of it on Sunday. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve him with sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods of your fathers, which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, God is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we pass. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwelt in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. When I think about the man and I think about his responsibility, in verse number 14, we see that respect for God, serving God, and putting idols away, that God can be the focal point, is seen in verse number 14, the fear of the Lord. The man's responsibility is to make sure that his home fears the Lord. He ought to do that before he gets married. He ought to have that mentality that I fear the Lord and I want to serve God and I'm going to put away idols. And for some reason, we have become a very idolatrous people in America. We put many things before our God today. And so the man has the responsibility of setting the record straight. But in verse 15, the man who leads places challenges before his family. Who's going to challenge the family? The man should challenge the family. He has the responsibility. And if you look at verse number 15, we see that the choice that Joshua put before his family and really before Israel was to make the choice today. Don't put off serving God. And then when we think about, as for me and my house, here this man speaks for his house. Doesn't seem like he asked the wife, what do you think we ought to do? No, he speaks for his house. He's the man of his house. He's the head of his house. And when the man makes the choice like he's supposed to, then the family is supposed to be falling in place. And so the family should make the same choice as the man makes. And so as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Here we find Joshua speaking for his home, his family. We need more men doing that even today. The man must take the lead in being the spiritual leader, the voice of reason, the power of persuasion, or the power of influence. It's his responsibility. And brethren, we have that responsibility. We have that responsibility to make sure that we even portray that even in the world that we're living in. So many men in the world have given up their place. Just like Adam gave up his place in the garden, men have given up their place in the world and in the home, yea, even the church. Sad time. And it's unfortunate that when a man is truly a man, even in the church, for some reason he's misogynistic. He's a male chauvinist. No, he's a man. He's supposed to be a man. He's supposed to stand up. And so when we consider this, what does it require to be a man that has the power of influence or the power of persuasion? It requires him to have righteous influence, to be a practical leader, to be patient in his guidance. All of this is necessary. And so I leave you with these words, and I have many more, but men must take the lead in their home, in worship. We should not wait till we come on the first day of the week or on Wednesday night to lead in worship, to lead in Bible study, in reading of the scriptures. That should take place in the home. That is actually the proving ground, work ethic. Men should not tolerate laziness. And I've been looking at some passages concerning slothfulness and being lazy. And one thing that God cannot stand, I mean, he can't stand it. It almost makes him vomit, if you will. Slothfulness, being lazy. And it's so easy to be lazy or to put it off, to procrastinate. Men have the responsibility of teaching their children how to have a good work ethic. And really, the Christian, the child of God, should be the best worker an employer has. Because he or she is going to work hard and don't have to worry about someone looking over them. Colossians 3 and verse number 23. They're going to give themselves wholly to the work. Why? Because they understand that God is watching. Men must take the lead in wisdom and willingness. Turn to Exodus 35. In Exodus 35, and do yourself a favor and read Exodus 35, and you'll see something that is just amazing. You'll find the people of God who were tasked of giving for the tabernacle. And Moses would have the children of Israel to bring everything that was needed, the articles that was needed, the garments, the material that was needed for the tabernacle. Even to the point where Moses told the children of Israel, Don't bring no more. You brought too much. But in Exodus 35 in verse number 5, notice what the Bible here says. He says, take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a what? Willing heart. Let him bring it as an offering to the Lord. And the more I thought about this, the man has the responsibility of teaching their children to have a willing heart toward God. As we bend our children and our family's will toward God, that they're not obstinate toward God and rebellious towards God. And friends, it is that worthiness that men must teach their children. Can God's people truly be worthy? We better be. We better be worthy. Why? Because as we are learning more about Jesus Christ, will we be worthy on that last day to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant? We should be. And we ought to be teaching our children that worthiness must be in the home, and worthy of the word of God being in our presence, and worthy of the presence of God being in our home. The man has that responsibility. He's point man. He's the head. I was told as I close that the man is responsible for even the attitude in the home. And it was often said that if mama's not happy, no one's happy. But really, if the man's not happy, no one's happy. Because it trickles down from the leadership. And no wonder Jesus Christ is the head of the church. And we listen to him. And he loves us. And he loves his bride. And he loves his wife. And he's willing to die for her. Brethren, we want to focus on the family. For some reason, our nation is trying to redefine the family. God doesn't redefine the family. He's already set it in stone. We know what the family is supposed to look like. If you're not a child of God, we want you to consider. We want you to consider being immersed into Christ, obeying the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the appearance of Christ, the kingdom of God. It's so important for you to obey the gospel if you're going to be part of the family of God and Jesus Christ is your head. There's no way to come to the Father but through Jesus. If you're a child of God and you haven't been the man that you needed to be, let's get that right. Young men, make good decisions now so you can be good husbands and fathers later. Make good decisions. And we need more men that are willing to make those decisions and stand up and be the man that they need to be as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.